Blog Talk Radio.
Roderick, you're on in 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3.
Put my shoes on.
2, 1. Cell phone.
Told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-mm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar, too.
Amen.
I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want, a trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar. I said, we are all in the nude. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, you look just like the day you were born. You're showing more than you know. So all of this hiding behind other people's sins and failures and talking about it and looking innocent, God's about to show up your skeletons. You better open up that closet and let those skeletons fall out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's about to be a party. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, listen, you need to ask yourself. Yeah, ask yourself. Have I been sowing gossip and gainsaying? Have I been sowing discord among the brethren? Have I been doing just like Satan, accusing the brethren? Some of you claim that you love God, but you are a busy body. Your body is busy. Your mouth is busy. And I would tell every man, before you get married, check the DNA of that woman. Check her DNA. Women, before you marry that man, check their DNA. And what am I saying? Some people are part of the Do Not Association. The DNA, Do Not Association. You know, when you get married, you say, I do, right?
Right.
A lot of people say I do, but then don't. A lot of women say I do, but then they don't. And then when the thing fall off, then they play the victim and say, oh, see, he's supposed to have been a man of God. Yes, he was. But before you say of God, he's a man. And
right.
Instead of trying to treat somebody like a man of God, why don't you try to treat him like a man first?
That's right.
Instead of trying to treat her like a woman of God, why don't you treat her like a woman first?
Yeah.
See, a false balance is abomination. Because some folk going to stay the same way until Jesus comes, believe it or not. And some people only want to be around people that make themselves look good.
That's right.
If they think they're more spiritual than you, they'll act like they're your friend.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to back y'all ladies up with the 10 myths. Women, all nationalities. Number one. Alberta, please. Was that you? Keep that one.
You see how you're kicking us to the curb already? The show ain't even started.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I'm going to go and get me a word. Him lay hands on me. Prophet Bobo is coming to our church. We'll run to any so-called prophet. You've been to hell, high and low.
Yes, preacher.
That no good man.
Yes, I have.
And then all he has to do, I want you to plant this seed, and God's going to send you somebody that's going to love you back.
Okay.
You know what that is, y'all? Bootleg prophets.
Oh, Jesus.
I call them alley prophets.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
My dove, it's a wonderful thing to be in love with you.
Hansel, we've been through so much together, but God blessed us with us.
Yes, what's night love without day love, baby?
Your whispers are pleasant to my ears, and your wisdom comforts me, my husband.
The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it.
Blood waters can't drown love. Coins of rain can't put it out.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold.
Baby, it's not to be found on the market.
Such a wonderful thing.
Yeah. It's fun.
And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that.
My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
So it says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall what? Men give unto your bosom. This constitutes a remarkable people. Promise. Give. Now, what happens is, some greedy folks got this and said, wait a minute, I can get some cha-ching like this.
Yes.
Get a person, make them feel bad, tell them how much hell they've been through. Come here, woman. Play some nice, anointed worship music. You've been through so much pain. Yes, I have. You've been through hell, high and low.
Yes, preacher.
That no good man. You can just about look at a woman and tell she has no good man.
Yeah.
Or at least she thinks he's no good. Come on. It doesn't take much discernment for that. And then all he has to do, I want you to plant this seed, and God's going to send you somebody that's going to love you back. Okay. And then with a silly self. That's gambling.
Yes.
Then you're going to pay for a man. Isn't that like escort?
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me. Isn't that like escort? You pay for a woman, you pay for a man?
Yes.
Isn't that like prostitution?
Yes, it is.
I whack you for $10, then I whack you, I can do whack and dip for $25,
$30. Yes.
Beat you with a belt for $40.
Come on. Jesus.
Choke you with a belt for $65.99?
Come on.
Put lipstick on your mouth. You got some crazy folk. Have you barking like a dog for $102?
Jesus. Come on, Lord God. Jesus.
You can have me and my friend for $244.92.
Yes.
And then drop it like it's hot for $2. Do you understand what
yes.
I'm saying? So if somebody
Jesus.
Gets you to say, your husband, that's a cheap drop like it's hot. Come on, y'all. And if somebody get up
yes.
and tells you that you got to plant some money to get a man or a woman, you better run.
Mm-hmm. Come
you
on.
Better run. Now, God has sent you somebody real. Let's see how much you plant. That's all I got to say.
Come on. Come on.
Give it and shall be given.
Yeah.
That good measure, man, is talking about your faith
yes.
in God. It's talking about your faith in God.
Yes.
Press down is when God press your faith down. Shaking together is when God, you add your faith with love. And add your get faith, and then begin to activate that faith. God starts shaking that faith. What do you think is
yes.
going to happen when God presses down your faith, which works by love? What do you think is going
yes.
to happen when he shake your faith together with love? You're going to run over.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to happen to you when you know this. Faith in God produces miraculous results. It may take
yes.
time. It may take time. It may not come when you want it. But, baby, I promise you'll have an avalanche of miracles. If you start believing God for God and stop letting folk rob you.
Yes.
You ever heard of the Wizard of Sarx?
Mm.
S-A-R-X? And before you blame the spirits of wickedness for your woes, consider the role the fleshly workings of witchcraft plays in your suffering. Y'all got to hear that when I come back. I'm going to show you that some of your sufferings has nothing to do with anything else but the Wizard of Sarks. I'll tell you about that when I come back. Glory to God. I love it. I love it.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Are y'all ready for this?
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our deliverance. Hallelujah.
Listen
Thank
to
you,
this.
Jesus.
I'll be back.
I want you to move. Some of y'all will not be praying. You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream. But God will deal with a fool. That means you have a spirit, and sometimes the wind blows where it listed. Y'all shout. Did you know that in 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they would increase unto more ungodliness. One thing I hate is gossipers. Witchcraft in the mouth. Gossip about God's prophets. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in Acts? Say it. What's the first letter in seek? Say it. What's the first letter not? Pronounce it. Shout. Come on.
Now listen, we're back. You're listening to the Roderick Owensby Show. I am here with my lovely queen. Queen, what do you think about this so far, baby?
I think this is dynamite. I mean, you're pulling out things, spells and incantations. People are literally pulling together. And, you know, when I think about how there's a counterfeit and there's an authentic, we know as Christians, we speak by confession. We confess the word of God over our lives. These people are actually out there, and a lot of them, just listening to these things, a lot of Christians are speaking these things over people's lives and over their own lives. I mean, bitterness will cause a person to go out there and get, just say they're mad at an ex-mate, and go and find an incantation or a spell to speak, or, okay, I want him to come back to me. So they'll speak these things, or money, or especially now when the economy is down, people, it gets so crazy. And I thank God for this truth that you're bringing out, because a lot of it has been taught in the body of Christ, that this is the way to go. So I thank God for you coming out, dispelling all of these things, letting the anointing destroy the yokes of bondage, because people need to know, so that they can be free. And then a lot of people know, they just do it anyway. But I thank God for it, and especially the ones that are coming into the household, in the marriage, in the family unit. Keep speaking these words of truth so that freedom, liberty of the spirit can be brought forth, so there could be a smoothness in the body of Christ. We don't have to be in bondage. We don't have to have all of this static in the spirit realm. We're supposed to have liberty in the spirit realm. And I believe that I remember you got a word that God was going to use you as a well digger. Keep digging these wells, because there's a lot of anointing and a lot of gifts down on the inside of the people of God. But there's false teaching and there's false doctrine down that has pushed all of this stuff down. And you coming with these truths that God is revealing to you is well digging. Keep going.
Thank you, my queen. I love you and praise God for you.
Love you, too.
Our other guests, I'm going to give everybody just a little bit before I get back into this. Praise God. Any one of our guests.
I just thank the Lord once again. It's been as though I'm sitting at a table and feasting off of great food. You know, and I've experienced this before, but it's in a greater depth. And, you know, I just thank the Lord for all the viewers, all the those that are listening and, you know, who are being set free.
Yes.
Once again, in another level of their life. And God, and every time, you know, we are being set free, we are being delivered, you know, there God is unveiling more of Him.
Mm.
And I thank God for that. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And the Bible says that His people will perish for a lack of knowledge. And
yes.
God in these last days wants to give us great knowledge and great understanding and great clarity and great discernment. Matter of fact, the Lord has shown me the word mega. So I'm going to use the word mega knowledge and mega understanding and
wow.
mega clarity and mega. He wants us to be prosperous. As our souls prosper, we will prosper. He said, above all things that I desire, that we prosper, not just in wealth, but in all areas. Wisdom.
Yes.
And I thank God for the teaching. I thank God for serving
Hallelujah.
The way you and Katrina serve the people. It's not forcing them. You're not judging them. You're not bringing forth condemnation,
Amen.
But love.
Wow.
Yes.
So powerful. Thank you, woman of God. And there you have it from Sylvia Browning. Thank you.
Thank you,
who else? I see all of you. God bless you. Who else?
This is Alberto.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. For me, I've called on prophets to find out information. I've called on psychics for information. And all of the information they gave me, it was what I'm already doing now or what I already foreseen, the small changes, the better, things I was already going through. So it's like, you know this already. You know what I'm saying?
The not-so-wonderful Wizard of Sarks, before you blame spirits of wickedness for your woes, consider the role of fleshly workings of witchcraft plays in your sufferings. Born again or lost, most people have some sense of what witchcraft is. Some equate witchcraft with Halloween, jack-o'-lanterns, and caped women atop broomsticks. Others think of Wicca or African witch doctors. Still others recall Dorothy's Wizard of Oz.
Mm.
Best-selling books and blockbuster movies recounting the adventures of the popular boy wizard continue to sanction witchcraft in today's society.
Yes.
By sensationalizing the wicked acts of casting spells and mixing potions and presenting enchanting sagas between good and evil witches.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, who could forget the ever-so-popular fantasy role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons, in which contestants engage dark forces with their so-called magical powers. To be sure that the media often portrays witchcraft as innocent fun. We're just having fun. What's the first three letters, y'all, in funeral? Fun, right?
Yes.
Okay. But it is strictly forbidden in the Word of God, Deuteronomy 18:9-14, Leviticus 19-31, Isaiah 8:19. Why does God forbid witchcraft? Because regardless of what some may think, witchcraft opens the door to demonic forces in our lives. He is trying to protect us. In the latest fashions, trends, and idolized witches and warlocks on Hollywood's silver screen.
Yes.
There is no such thing as a good demonic power. Now, the whole Bible talks against witchcraft. But see, this is how witchcraft gets in. Listen closely. We are in witchcraft when we rebel against the Word of God. So, Satan knows if I can get marriage, if I can get in the homes, I can destroy the people of God.
Yes.
So he knew, don't mess with Adam first.
Mm-mm.
Leave Adam alone. Let's talk to the lady. Satan knew something that the woman didn't know.
That's right.
Satan is still using the same trick on the woman.
Yes, he is.
What is the trick? Eve looked at the tree, thought it was good for food, watch this, and able to make her wise.
Mm-hmm.
Another form of witchcraft is make a man think he's smart, keep from him the knowledge that is due him, and when he's successful, take him down.
Jesus.
It's called the spell of the praying mantis. You know what a praying mantis does? She eats her male and feeds him to the children.
Mm. Yes.
Your daddy ain't no good.
Come on.
You're just like your no good daddy. There are not very many good men left. So that stuff has been fed to these boys, and now they are so rebellious.
Jesus.
While the woman can cancel births and go on and be justified. Talk to me, y'all. The devil is a liar.
Come on. Yes, he is.
He runs game on the woman, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take a case of some no good man beating a woman, and they'll blow it up and say every man is like this.
Mm-hmm.
But when a woman do wrong, oh, she's a woman, so, you know, we'll let her slide, you know. She deserved to do what she did.
No, she doesn't.
It's a game, y'all. Satan plays a game. He plays a game on the sexes. He put man against the woman, white against black.
Yes.
Denominations against denomination. You see this? Republicans against Democrats. And Satan sits back and plays a spiritual monopoly and enjoys the fight of humanity.
Yes.
While spirit of control eats up the children.
Yeah.
And then burps as she looks for more food from our children. Let's make sure that we're seeking God. Let's make sure that we are obeying his word. I'm not talking about in a religious form. Let's make sure that we are seeking the face of God.
Yes.
Let's don't get involved in the rebellion. Anytime a woman is against a man, that's rebellion. Anytime a man is against a woman, that's rebellion.
Yes.
It's flat out rebellion.
Yes.
You know how many people lay up at night and God put people on their hearts and say, do this and do that, and they never do it?
That's right.
You'd be surprised. It used to be when God would speak to people, you would get phone calls. By this, all men would know that you are my disciples if you have love one to. A whole lot of people got some love, but they've never given it to the person that it belongs to.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
But now, spirit of witchcraft is so strong, I want to give where I'm recognized. I want to give. I want people to see me give. If I can't get no recognition from you, then I'm not giving you a dime. Well, guess what?
Jesus.
You don't own the cattle on a thousand hills, baby.
That's it. That's it.
You can go to sleep broke and wake up mega rich.
Amen.
There's some new people coming on the scene. Their names have not been exposed globally yet.
Blog Talk Radio.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too.
Oh, Come on.
Yeah. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar. And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind, know that it is in the making. Know that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Well, hello. This is Roderick Owensby. I hope that you have enjoyed this broadcast. I am so looking forward to tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I have not seen this young lady in years. Trish will be with us. Yes, recording artist, a woman of great inspiration and talents. She, I believe, is working on her second album. You want to hear her music, her voice, her testimony? I look forward to it. So you tell everyone. The number you can call in tomorrow night, 818-431-8553. I'm looking forward to that. Trish will be with us. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the quickest way to get to home.
I said we are all in the nude.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, you look just like the day you were born. You're showing more than you know. So all of this hiding behind other people's sins and failures and talking about it and looking innocent, God's about to show up your skeletons. You better open up that closet and let those skeletons fall out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's about to be a party. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, listen, you need to ask yourself. Yeah, ask yourself. Have I been sowing gossip and gainsaying? Have I been sowing discord among the brethren? Have I been doing just like Satan, accusing the brethren? Some of you claim that you love God, but you are a busy body. Your body is busy. Your mouth is busy. And I would tell every man, before you get married, check the DNA of that woman. Check her DNA. Women, before you marry that man, check their DNA. And what am I saying? Some people are part of the Do Not Association.